Amid the ongoing violence in the Middle East, fewer and fewer Americans are traveling to the region. Israel, which relies heavily on the tourism industry, is seeing tourist numbers dwindle to their lowest since the Gulf War. The Israel Tourism Ministry is hoping to change that by encouraging people to organize solidarity trips, Joshua Leves reports.
16-year-old Sarah Dermer of Norcross, Georgia, wanted to go to Israel this summer. Several months ago, she had her eyes set on a program for American students called High School in Israel.
You get to meet other Jewish kids, and you get to learn about, like, cultural history. And I thought it'd be a really neat experience.
But in the wake of the latest events in the region, Sarah and her parents have decided she will not go. Her mother, Rhonda Dermer, says what concerns her most are the suicide bombs in hotels, restaurants, and buses.
If the violence were more, I guess, oriented toward military facilities, West Bank areas where I know the students wouldn't be going to, then I think I would be less concerned. The fact that the violence is so random and is anywhere and everywhere, that's the piece that frightens me.
Like thousands of people across the country, the Dermers also heeded the State Department warning that says people should defer travel to Israel. The Israel Ministry of Tourism estimates that travel from the U.S. is down about 20% from last year when 250,000 Americans went there, and that number was markedly down from the year before. Rami Levy, Israel's tourism commissioner for North America, insists Israel is safe for tourists, even now.
I can tell you one thing about the Israeli tour guides, about the Israeli hotels, about the Israeli airports. Once you are a tourist in Israel and you come in to the right places, you're safer than most other Western cities around the world.
Still, he recognizes that individual families and tour groups are not interested in coming right now. So the tourism ministry is focusing its efforts on its two top markets.
The evangelical Christians and the Jewish market, of course. We work very closely with synagogues, with rabbis, different denominations in the Christian market that are very loyal to Israel and want to come to Israel to show solidarity.
Among the groups pushing solidarity missions is the International Christian Embassy, a Zionist Christian organization that staunchly supports Israel as a Jewish state. Spokesman David Parsons says many church-run Holy Land trips have been canceled, not only for safety concerns, but also because some sites, such as the Church of the Nativity, are caught up in the fighting and inaccessible to tourists.
If they want to come see the holy sites, they'll probably wait. If they want to come because they know this conflict has ramifications for the Christian faith and they want to show solidarity for Israel, then this is the time to come. And so, you know, we've basically said the only people that you can really make an appeal to are those with that sort of ideological motivation.
Parsons says his group is reaching out to church leaders, but he doesn't know of any evangelical trips scheduled for the coming weeks. And travel agencies specializing in Holy Land tours tell NPR business is terrible. Wyuka Road Baptist Church in Atlanta has traditionally led popular Holy Land trips for congregants. Senior Pastor Jim King says he would have scheduled another trip for this spring, but he doesn't want to put his congregants in danger.
It would be a real shock to me to hear that anyone was attempting to get up a group to go to Israel right now.
But there are some group trips being planned with a good deal of success.
Our phones are ringing off the hook.
Rabbi Moshe Krupka is National Director for Community and Synagogue Services with the Orthodox Union, a group that represents thousands of Orthodox Jews nationwide. His office is helping coordinate synagogue trips.
A number of our synagogues have literally put together missions in as little as 2 weeks.
The Jewish Federation of Greater Atlanta made scholarships for summer travel programs in Israel available to young people who called a hotline number beginning April 1st, right after several suicide bombings in Israel. The Federation thought no one might call. Instead, coordinator Jan Jabin Elan says kids called the minute they were allowed to.
A few at midnight, one at 3 a.m., then going on through the day and continuing now.
Jabin Elan points out that the summer youth trips take great safety precautions. Many will avoid crowded hotels and restaurants. Some will even avoid Jerusalem altogether. Joshua Leves, NPR News, Atlanta.